here for any length of time know that tonight's different. We've generally invited our folks to bring some kind of talent, a song, a poem, something that would reflect on the coming of Christ, and those are always enjoyable, and our holiday cheermeister always leads the way with that. But this year we wanted to do something a little bit different. We have this kind of casual, cozy setting, and we're going to do some scripture readings, and we're going to sing Christmas hymns. And I want you to just kind of think of it as if you were, I couldn't get you all in my house, but if you could just all come to my house and I could sit at the piano and we're just singing Christmas songs and having the various men read scripture. That's what we're doing tonight. We want to really just focus in on the Word of God. And if there was a word, I have one of the young people will sometimes come to me on Sunday evenings and say, hey, can you give me a couple of key words to consider? She usually wants like five. I'll give you one tonight. And I just want you to think about this one word that kind of permeates a lot of what we're going to be hearing and what we'll be singing. It's the word come. Now, we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. And we are so blessed because he's already come the first time. But we say, even so, Lord Jesus, come. That while those in Israel were waiting for the first coming, and sadly, Israel is still looking for the first coming, we know that he's been here, and that he came with reference to sin, that he died on the cross for us who would believe. And now we are awaiting the blessing, the blessed appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so just think about that word come. You'll hear it in many of the scripture readings. You'll hear it in many of the songs. And I want to give this one more disclaimer. I'm not a professional musician. And I get nervous. I'd much rather be preaching right now than just leading all of these songs. So we're going to sing, you ready for this? You're going to sing 10 songs. Okay? Okay? So I'm going to try to get you started and everything. But, you know, I try to do the best things I can trying to make the music work. And since we're saying it's like being at my house, if I stumble, just keep going. All right? And that's kind of the rule there. So we're going to start off with some scripture reading. We're going to go right into songs. The leadership team will be coming up, and they will be reading the scriptures for us. We have one special scripture reader that's going to come up in a little bit as well. But tonight is just about hearing the Word of God and then singing the praises of his promises. And so let me open in a word of prayer, and then we're going to begin. I guess one other brief announcement is the overheads will have everything that is going on. The men who will be reading scripture, it will be up there for you to follow along. I know we live in a great day and age that you can have a phone that will do your Bible and you can see it, but if you're old-fashioned like me, I'd much rather be on just a regular, real, hard copy Bible. Well, you're not going to be able to see it. So you'll be able to see it up there. If you want to tap to it on a phone, you're welcome to. We would ask that you now silence your phones. I don't need any competition with the music, okay? So let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll begin with our first reading. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise. We gather here tonight to reflect on the wonder of who Jesus Christ is. We thank you that he is indeed God, very God, but he also has become flesh and has dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Even we have beheld his glory who have come to know him as Lord and Savior. But even as we've had that privilege of knowing him as our Savior and the glory that surrounds that, we anticipate a second coming. And we do say, even so, Lord Jesus, come. Father, as we work through tonight various scriptures from the Old and the New Testaments that remind us of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, may it help prepare our hearts and minds that we would not only receive him as Lord and Savior, but we would delight in him and we would proclaim him. May that be our desire tonight as we work through these scriptures together and sing these songs of praise. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first reading will be from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Let's stand together as we sing this first song, O Come, Emmanuel.
Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O true prophet of the Lord, and turn the key to heaven's door. Be thou our comforter and guide, and lead us to the sacrifice. Christ our only plea. The judgment we no longer fear. Thy precious blood has brought us near. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has banished every fear of hell. Oh, come thou King of nations, bring an end to all our suffering. Let every pain and sorrow cease, and reign now as our Prince of Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Shall come again with us to
Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle of tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us with Christmas angels the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 55. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement, and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now at this time, Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what has been spoken to her by the Lord."
And Mary said, "My soul exalts in the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on all generations will count me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has exalted those who are humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel his servant in remembrance of his mercy. He has spoken to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her home.
My soul will magnify. I rejoice in God my Savior, in the wonder of his favor. For he has done great things for me. He was mindful of his servant. Every age shall call me blessed. The hope of Abraham come in the giving of a son. For he who promised is mighty, to remembering his mercy. My soul will magnify the Lord, for his grace to those who fear him through every generation. The proud he scatters to the wind, as the ruler's strength is broken, and the rich are left with nothing. The humble lifted high, and the hungry satisfied, our portion and our treasure, our hope and help forever. My soul will magnify the Lord. I rejoice in God my Savior, in the wonder of his favor. For he has done great things for me. He was mindful of his servant. Every age shall call me blessed. The hope of Abraham come in the giving of a son, for he who promised is mighty in remembering his mercy. My soul will magnify the Lord, for his grace to those who fear him through every generation. The proud he scatters to the wind, as the ruler's strength is broken, and the rich are left with nothing. The humble lifted high, and the hungry satisfied, our portion and our treasure, our hope and help forever.
Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
This next song, I'm going to play it through, and we chose it. We had Peter read before it because, well, we have a Polish delegation in our church, and I came to find this particular tune. It's a Polish carol that has been translated, obviously, into English, and it's called Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. And so let me play through it because it may not be as familiar to some of you, so I'll play through it one time or attempt to, and then we'll sing it together. Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are ringing, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, free tomorrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you.
Luke. Should be Luke 2, 1 through 7. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him, and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Savior of a fallen race, O brightness of the Father's face, O Son who shed the Father's might before the world knew day or night. O Jesus, very light of light, our constant star in sin's deep night. Now hear the prayers your people pray throughout throughout the world this holy day. Remind us, Lord, of life and grace, how once to save our fallen race, you put our human vesture on and came to us as Mary's son. Today, as year by year its light brings to our world a promise bright, one precious truth outshines the sun. Salvation comes from you alone. For from the Father's throne you came, his banished children to reclaim, and earth and sea and sky revere the love of him who sent you here. And we are jubilant today, for you have washed our guilt away. Oh, hear the glad new song we sing, for this birth of Christ our King. O Savior of our fallen race, the world will see your radiant face. For you who came to us before will come again and all restore. Let songs of praise your name adorn, O Christ, Redeemer, Virgin born, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore. Let songs of praise your name adorn, O Christ, Redeemer, Virgin born, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore.
Luke 2:8-19. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart.
Amen. Let's stand as we sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Hark.
reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hailed incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the head-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise, the woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness now we face, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way.
Thank you.
angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God within is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Saints before the altar, bending, watching, long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Philippians 2:5-13. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, now not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. 2 Corinthians 7 through 9. But just as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all earnestness and in the love we inspired in you, see that you abound in this gracious work also. I am not speaking this as a command, but as proving through the earnestness of others the sincerity of your love also. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches ring when the angels sing, proclaiming thy royal decree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word that should set thy people free. But with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn, they bore thee to Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. When the heaven shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room, there is room at my side for thee. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me.
Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice with which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardis in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it. Then I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals. And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever."
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and lamb are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son, the babe, the Son, the Son of Mary.
I invite you to stand as we read our last reading for this evening, and then at the end of this, the lights will go out and the men will come forward and light their candles. You can have your candles ready, and we will sing one last song after this. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 8. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Revelation 22, verses 12 and 13. "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Verse 17. "The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty, 'Come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost." Verse 20. "He who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming quickly.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every lonely heart. Come to earth to taste our sadness, he whose glories knew no end. By his life he brings us gladness, our Redeemer, Shepherd, Friend. Leaving riches without number, born within a cattle stall, God's people said,
amen.
Amen. I pray that you know the light who is Jesus Christ, and I pray that you will shine the light who is Jesus Christ, for that is why we've been left here, is to make Christ known. And so as your light shines, may this be a small picture of what we desire to do in the remainder of this year and in the year ahead. Amen. Amen. You may blow out your candles. Try not to burn yourself or burn the place down. And we can turn on some house lights, and we are finished with our service here. I'll close in a word of prayer in just a moment, but we have some cookies and desserts. And if you are interested, well, everyone here can take home some homemade salsa. Laura's made her traditional Christmas salsa. And if you wanted to try cookies and salsa, go for it. But we do have desserts back there, and we just want to invite you to come back and let's visit and interact with one another for a bit. But let's close in a word of prayer, and we will be finished here. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you in your goodness, you in your grace, you in your greatness have sent your Son Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior. We thank you for his first coming. We thank you that he came with reference to our great need, a Savior to save us from our sin, to save us from the punishment we deserved, your wrath. And now, as those who know Jesus Christ, and I pray that is true for each and every one, But for those who know Jesus Christ, we are not awaiting the Savior. We are awaiting our coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we say, even so, Lord Jesus, come. Father, may we be found busy about your business, exalting and proclaiming Jesus, not in our strength, but in the power of the Spirit, according to the truth of your word, to the building up of your church, and to the spreading of the gospel to every ends of this earth. We ask and pray these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. And with that, you are dismissed. Go have some desserts and enjoy fellowship.